Touchdown, Titans!
Let's go!
He got it! Nifty move! Intercepted by Babineau. Witherspoon was in for it. My goodness, what a big play!
Welcome to Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith. On this week's show, we go one-on-one with Titans middle linebacker Colin McCarthy. We get an update from the practice field with Titans head coach Mike Munchak. Kenny Britt and Chris Johnson show off their homes. And we get ready for the first of two meetings with Jacksonville. The bye week brought some rest for the Titans, a week of rest and good feelings. The 37-3 win at Miami 2 weeks ago left everyone in a better humor, especially members of the Titans defense, as they played their best game of the year so far. We're going to show you the anatomy of that defensive performance came from attitude. And that attitude was evident in one of the defensive stalwarts for the team, cornerback Altron Verner.
Let me get a little bit. Let's go.
I feel like we're going to have a big day today. We're going to have a big day. Ryan, they going to run the ball. They going to try to take some shots. We're going to have our opportunities today. And I feel good about our chances today. P.S., we own, too. My rookie year, they got it. So I owe this organization one. So I got to go get them. I owe them one.
Everybody's against us right now. So it's only we all we got.
We all.
So let's go out there. We know it ain't going to be perfect, but let's play the best game we played all season. We only guaranteed today. We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So at the end of the day, let's be able to look each other in the eye and say, hey, I went out there and I gave it my all.
Let's play it again.
That's all we have.
Play it again.
DBs on three. One, two, three.
DBs.
Jay. Hey, sack. I'm gonna take first one B. That was a great tackle, by the way. Because if you would have missed, I would have had him though. Because you slowed him down enough. But he tried to give you.
Tannehill's going to throw. Fires right side. Ball tipped. Intercepted. McCarthy. 45-40. 35-30. 25-20. 15. 10. 5. He dives for the end zone. He got there. Touchdown, Titans.
You guys are incredible. It was a good day. It's a good way to end, to go into the bye. We can hopefully use this momentum, try to get six more wins. Titan Nation, you know, this is what y'all all needed. We needed is a win like this. It shows what we can do, and we're excited to go ahead and get us back to the top. Go Titans.
What did the Titans work on during the bye week football-wise? Head coach Mike Munchak shares that with us next on Titans All Access.
Time now for the Pinnacle Preview. Titans head coach Mike Munchak and the team getting back to work this week. And normally a practice week begins on Wednesday, but off the bye. You got out on Monday and got some full-scale work, ones against ones.
Yeah, we did. We spent the off week kind of evaluating ourselves on offense, defense, special teams. Spent time with meetings on Monday, talking to the players about some of the things we need to work on to get through these next 6 weeks in a very positive way. So then we came on the field and put the pads on, had a great workout of ones-on-ones because you don't get a chance to do that very often, and worked on a lot of situational stuff with red zone, the run game, blitz third down, converting third downs, 2 minute, and I think we kept it at a rapid pace, got a lot of reps in, and really got some good work out of that.
Jacksonville, a little different situation because they're going to start Chad Henne. Does that change much of your preparation, particularly on defense?
I don't think so. I think it's just, again, you know, watching the tape, getting a feel for them. I mean, he's a smart quarterback. He makes good decisions. He put them in position last week to win that football game in Houston, which is, you know, a 1-8 team going against 8-1. And I think that just shows you how this league is and how it is when you play someone within your division. So we have three division games coming. The records don't matter. When we get down there at Jacksonville this weekend, it's going to be, I'm sure it'll be one of those fourth quarter decision makers. And we need to play well to win.
Does it help you, particularly your defense, that you saw Henny in 2009 and 2010?
I think it's just something Jerry can look at and go back and you know, take a peek at and see how he did, how he played. But I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of looking at their scheme. They're not going to change what they do. They, you know, the same coordinator is going to still call the same plays, and just a matter of how he delivers in his decision making. So, no, I think it is different when you have a more veteran type quarterback, though. So you have a guy that, like I said, managed the game real well last week, gets a good defense, made good decisions, and that's what we assume we're going to see.
Mike, where do you expect to see the most improvement from your offense coming off the bye?
I hope consistency. I hope we can just pick up where we left off in the game and just do what we need to do to win the football game. I think we did about everything we hoped we would do as an offense last week, of finishing drives and keep time of possession and doing things like that, which is exactly what you preach every week. So I think it's just staying on the field and helping that time of possession battle that we've had trouble with. And like last week, we didn't turn the ball over. And all the things we win in that game, knowing we had to do to win, we did. And we got to see now if we can consistently do it week in, week out.
If he had some rust, did Jake Locker knock all the rust off?
Probably not all of it. I mean, I think he's a young quarterback that's still going to see a lot of things, and I think he'll work his way through it. And I know he wanted to play a lot. You know, he never wants a break, and I think if he played on a Sunday, he'd come back and play on a Wednesday if you'd let him. So he's excited to get going again, and it's fun to see that enthusiasm and excitement he has. And so I think every week's a different challenge for him, and I think he'll grow every week, and I think he's going to look forward to having a big game in Jacksonville.
That's Titans head coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview. When Titans All Access continues, we visit the homes of Kenny Britt and Chris Johnson. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. Our homes take on an extra special meaning during the holidays. Homes are the places that we host friends and family, we enjoy meals, and we just have a good time. This is also the time of year that we enjoy seeing the homes of celebrities. Let's face it, it's just a lot of fun. And two of the Titans who are the most fun anytime are Kenny Britt and Chris Johnson. Those two guys were kind enough to show our Nashville flagship station, Fox 17, their homes, and they were kind enough to let us share it with you.
Oh, no, it's the paparazzi. Babe, we got to move. They found us. No, I'm playing. Y'all can come in. Welcome to my house, Titans fans, and I hope you enjoy it. We got the pool table here. Outside, we got the pool. My daughter, her grandparents bought this big jumper, so it's actually her cave, too. Right here, it's the game area. I don't play no sports games. I play a straight Call of Duty. The greatest game of all time. So if you play any sports games, don't come here to play because I don't play them. My rookie jersey, throwback jersey right here. Got signed by Randy Moss, one of the best players. Kerry Collins, Bo Scaife, Nate Washington, Larrell Hawkins, Mark Mariani. His rookie year when he went to the Pro Bowl. We have my first catch, touchdown, winning game catch right there against the Cardinals. One of the biggest drives ever games I've played in my life. We got a couple of jerseys here. We're starting out with my Rutgers jersey right here, number 88. My wife got it for me on my 20th birthday, to tell you the truth. We got a jersey that's out of the frame right now. My fault, my boy Mouton. Trust and believe this, by next week, you will be in the frame up there. And hopefully, I have this whole room set up with jerseys and memories. And this is where I would go when I just like to relax. Well, right outside of my man cave, this is my pool area. This is my paradise. This is where we get down, like grill down. I'm definitely on the grill all the time. So if you come to my house, you're not grilling, don't think about it. I'm the only one that's allowed to touch the grill. The wife is not allowed to touch the grill. She's only allowed to cook upstairs, to tell you the truth. But it's a saltwater pool, so it's best time. You know what I mean? It's open all year round. We don't close it. It feels good. And this is her best part. This is her favorite part of the house. Forget her playroom. This is her favorite right here. She loves getting in the pool. Okay, Nashville fans, it's been fun. You see my house, you see how I relax when I'm off the field. But you ain't got to go home, but you definitely got to get out of here. Peace.
Hey, Titans fan. This is Chris Johnson. Welcome to my house. Well, no need to show you my whole house. This is with me and all my homeboys and my family when they come in town. We hang out down here in my game room. And this is my pool table. This is where we come down here and play when we're down here sometimes. You see, I got the cover red. This is my favorite color. We come down here and play this game a lot. I think Ryan Mouton beat me a couple times. And then we got my ping pong table. Now I learned how to play ping pong back in the days when I was in the Boys and Girls Club. So when I finally got a lead or whatever and was able to buy one of my own, I had to get me one. Well, this is my painting right here, the future and the past or whatever. This is when I first got drafted or whatever, and this is my college picture. We got pictures from my college days to my pro days, and then I got a lot of different of my favorite players' jerseys up here on the wall. And this is my poker table right here. This is where we play a lot of our card games at, spades, trump, poker, and things like that. Well, here you have my outrageous orange paint Camaro with my 26-inch Bellagio spinners on it or whatever. At first, it was all black, but I had to paint it. This is my 2011 black Panorama Porsche with some 22-inch Velanos on it. I kind of wanted to change it up a little bit, so I painted the front piece red. I got a piece in the back where I took the chrome off and put red on it. And here you have your white-on-white 2011 Maybach 57S, kind of like my luxury car, whatever. May take it out to special occasions to drive to the games. And this is my candy red Can-Am Spider motorcycle, something that I got myself for my birthday that just passed. I put the rims on it, I chromed it out, whatever, and put an iPad in it.
When Titans All Access returns, Colin McCarthy talks about the U, overcoming injuries, and the doubters, plus being thankful. One-on-one with number 52 is next.
Pull up a chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
Welcome back to the show. Our special guest, Titans middle linebacker number 52, Colin McCarthy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Now, I love it on Sunday Night Football when the guys are introducing themselves in the lineup and they get to say where they went to school.
The U.
All right. Now, wait a minute. So look in the camera and do it like you're going to do it the first time you're on Sunday Night Football.
Colin McCarthy, the U.
All right. You went to Miami. Is it a requirement among every Miami guy, did you sign some sort of contract, that when you say that, you have to say you went to the U?
No, there's no contract signed, but, just kind of the mentality of the guys down there, once you get to the league, just kind of representing your team. And went to school at Miami, there's a ton of guys in the league, and, when you say the U on TV, all the guys see it, everybody's watching the game, so it, keeps that kind of unity between back in the college days.
2007, you're in an accident, a very serious accident, and so I know you're just thankful to be here.
Definitely.
And still be able to play. What happened?
It was kind of a freak thing. I think, we were driving back, me and a couple of my teammates from Tampa back down to Miami. We had like a little fall break, a couple of days off, so we went back home. And driving back, got in a car accident, obviously going too fast. Everybody fell asleep and, flipped a couple of times. Thankfully for me, no serious injuries. The other guys got a little banged up, but, everybody survived. And I think, looking back on that, after the paramedics came, after all the ambulance, that kind of stuff, from where we hit to where we finished, they said it was almost half a mile from where the car hit to where it landed. So, you know, with that said, it's just a blessing to still be here, a blessing to still play the game that I love to do, and, you know, just take advantage of every opportunity I have now.
Do you stop and think about that occasionally?
I try not to, but, you know, it's always in your head. I think, you know, just counting your blessings, realizing that life's too short as far as with anything you do. And when you get your opportunity, you know, to now still be playing football, you know, through the accident, through my shoulder injuries that I've had, the three surgeries, you know, it's just, you know, it's a part of life, but you take it, you learn to not take it for granted.
You're in fifth gear all the time, if not sixth gear, right?
Yeah, yeah, there's not, you know, there's only one way to play the game, and that's full speed, trying to knock guys, you know, trying to get good shots on guys, playing physical, having fun out there. And, you know, injuries, surgeries isn't going to stop me from doing that.
And you've battled some injuries this year. As this defense has improved, it's happened when you've been back in the lineup, and your teammates have been quick to credit you returning to the lineup as a reason for that. They say you're the leader, the heart and soul of the defense. What does it mean to you to hear that, especially in your second year in the league?
It means everything. You know, I think to gain respect from your own teammates, to gain respect from your coaches, you know, in a short period of time, just, you know, I guess credit to me and the preparation I put in. But then again, just getting my team up and get the defense going. I think, you know, when I'm out there, the guys feel more comfortable. We're able to play great football, force turnovers, have fun. And, you know, when we're all connecting on the same cylinder and playing together, we can be one of the best defenses.
Colin McCarthy, the U. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
More Titans All Access right after this. It's time for this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford.
September 26, 1999. The Titans are big underdogs as they play at Jacksonville. Tennessee rallies from 10 points down to take a 20-17 lead late in the game. But the Jags are driving in the game's final minute. It's the first big moment for Samari Rowe.
Brunell drops, throws a fade pattern, intercepted! Samari Rowe! Samari Rowe! Samari Rowe intercepts the pass! He picked it off! It was intended for Smith! And the Jag fans, wet, unhappy, screaming for the exits.
The win helps propel Tennessee to a 13-3 season. It'll be the first of three times in 1999 that the Titans defeat the Jaguars.
That's this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford. Drive one. It's time now for the LP Keys to the Game. Titans General Manager Rustin Webster joins us to talk about Sunday's game at Jacksonville. But first, I want to ask you about the bye week. Last week, the players were off. The coaches got a couple days. How did the personnel staff spend last week?
We spent last week basically out on the road scouting players. We had some of our pro scouts even on the road looking at college players, gave them an opportunity to do that. And then myself, Lake Dawson, Blake Bedingfield, we were all in different parts of the country looking at prospects for next year.
So right now and towards Thanksgiving, from here on out, it really cranks up for the personnel staff, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, there's no off season really until the draft's over. So we'll start going to college bowl games, all-star games. That'll be the bulk of our work up until the combine.
Jacksonville's the opponent this week. Mike Mularkey is their coach. Mike Mularkey is a guy you're familiar with. Some of the things that are always going to be traits of a Mike Mularkey team, what jumps out?
Well, they'll definitely be well coached. And Mike has a background with Sam Weiss. That's kind of how he started. So there's always going to be tricks up his sleeve. He does a great job coaching the passing game and the run game. He also is very creative in what he does. So you have to be prepared for anything.
If you play fantasy football, you know the name Cecil Shorts III. He's a receiver who has really started to explode lately. Who is he and what makes him so special?
Well, Mount Union College. I mean, he's a very natural receiver who catches the ball well and has speed. He came out of an offense at Mount Union, which was pass crazy. And so he was well-schooled coming out, and he's really developed in his second year into a fine pro receiver and their main target.
Going to see Jacksonville twice in the final six games. How do you beat them this Sunday?
I think we just have to continue to do what we did in Miami. We have to force turnovers. We have to protect the football and make the most of our chances. When we get in the red zone, we need to score and put pressure on the passer, and we should be in good shape. It'll be a tough, hard-fought, typical Jacksonville-Tennessee game.
We'll see you in Jacksonville.
Looking forward to it.
Next week on Titans All Access, we sit down with Titans quarterback Jake Locker to talk about a lot more than football. At 24, he's already an NFL starting quarterback and a husband and father. He's the face of the franchise with his head on straight. Jake Locker, next week on Titans All Access. For Rustin Webster, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.